Sorry about that. It took me a second to get everything together here. Notice the theme for this morning is trusting. We can see it on the cover of our bulletin. We recognize it in the songs that were chosen for us to share together. And now let's look into God's Word as we understand more about what it is to trust in our Lord. Let's pray together, though. Lord, we come before you this morning and we want to be reminded today, Lord, of our trust in you. How this life is filled with worries and concerns, many stresses that will keep us awake at night, things that will distract us, Father. But yet, Lord, we know that you are in control and we need to be reminded of that. We pray, Father, as we look into your word today, that you would bless our topic and you would bless your word to our hearts as we study it together. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Start off with a few questions. Can you hear me all right? My voice is really, I can't hardly hear myself. I have allergies and the great things that go along with living in Ohio. So it's a challenge for me. I've been under the weather for almost 2 weeks, so I appreciate your prayers. It's been days that have been very difficult, so hopefully I can get through this morning and you can hear what I'm trying to say. A little bit of jeopardy this morning. Give you the answers, you give me the question. The answer is a person who is inclined to worry unduly. What's unduly? Excessively, right? To worry, maybe unjustified. What is that? Anybody know? It's a worry wart, right? All right. How about this? A timid or worrisome person. Paranoid is good, but it's a nervous Nelly. All right. An overwrought expression or concerning of something, perhaps guilt or concern. I'm giving you a hint. Not guilty Gary. Very, very good. No, it's not. It's not a guilty Gary. It's a hand ringing, right? Somebody rings their hands. Are you such a person? Do you know such a person as this? Somebody that's just constantly concerned about things. The what-ifs of life. Economy. Cost of living. Health, safety. Family, job. Terrorist attacks, right? Natural disasters that happen. The list goes on and on and on. Are you that individual that is the nervous Nelly that thinks of the bad things all the time? Can't sleep well at night? Do you wring your hands? Rub your forehead, constantly worried about things that you feel like are out of your control, and yet at the same time, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Let me ask you this, does it help to worry? According to the National Institute of Health, found that 80 to 90% of all illnesses in today's Western society in our country are caused by stress, either directly or indirectly. 80 to 90% of illnesses caused by worrying and stress. Tim shaking his head, studying medical things in school, I bet he can say, yep, that's true. So the question is, does it help to worry? It doesn't help. It doesn't help at all. Jesus asked the question in Matthew chapter 6, and who of you by being worried can add a single hour to his life? Easy then to recognize that the point here is, based on this statistic, that the opposite is actually true. Worrying takes hours off of our life. It chips away at our life. It chips away at our quality of life. If you have your Bible today, and I hope you do, open it to Matthew chapter 6. We're going to read some passages here where that question that Jesus posed comes from. In the New American Standard, this title of this paragraph or this section in Matthew is titled The Cure for Anxiety. And just to give you a context, if you look at the verses just prior to these, Jesus spent some time talking about various things in life that we're worried about, and one of them is the love of money or being caught up in resources or worrying about income. And then he goes right into this section. Let's read it here in Matthew chapter 25. Or Matthew chapter 6, I'm sorry, starting in verse 25. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Just stop there for just a second. Is life not more than the physical things of life? Yes, it is. There's more to life than worrying about what we're going to have to wear, what we're going to have to eat, whether our job is going to be there tomorrow. Yet those are the things that we spend our time worrying about. Let's keep reading. Verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all of his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God is so clothed the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You have little faith. Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and the things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You know, when I was younger, a friend of mine, before I was married, back in my single days, I think I fit the bill of a worrywart. I constantly was very stressed a lot, kind of like today sometimes. You know, I have a lot of concerns and worry about things are being taken care of and things are being done, but yet I don't worry about God meeting my needs. I don't worry about God taking care of the situation. I'm very conscientious. Is that the same as worry? I guess it can be. But this individual shared this verse and said, you know, you're worrying about tomorrow. Tomorrow's got enough problems. Today has enough problems of its own to be worrying about tomorrow. And how true that is. What good does it do to lay at night, perhaps, and worry about the next day? Or even wake up in this current day and think about all the things that are going to happen over the next few days to come. I don't know where this saying came from, but today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. You ever heard that? I think it's great. Today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. And you go, well, today's not so bad. I'm getting through today. Everything I need is being taken care of today. But yesterday you might not have thought that. Today may have been just this huge mountain, this huge obstacle in your life. Yet here you are today. Jesus again reminds us each day has enough trouble of its own. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down. Worry makes your heart heavy, doesn't it? My wife and kids often tell me, Dad, we just want you to be happy. I'm too serious, they say. Is it because of worry or concern? Yeah, it does. I have to learn the lesson myself, not to worry, but to trust in God. So I had received a package this past week from, of all people, a marketing company, trying to get me to look at some information that they were putting together. And in this little marketing company's envelope was this little figurine, if I want to call it. You ever seen these things? Anybody ever seen these? Can you see that? Little tiny thing. Little handmade doll. And they call it a worry or a trouble doll. I'm going to butcher this, but in Espanol for Kaylee's purpose and Wesley here. Muñecas quitapeñas. The dolls that remove worries. They're very small, colorful, traditionally made in Guatemala. A person, usually a child, who cannot sleep due to worry can express their worries to a doll and place it under their pillow before going to sleep. Ever heard of that? According to the folklore, the doll is thought to worry in the person's place, thereby permitting the person to sleep peacefully. The person will wake up without their worries, which have been taken away by the dolls during the night. What do you think about that? Margaret's going, I don't think so. Kind of a neat idea, but kind of ridiculous at the same time, isn't it? Really. Now, let's talk about it maybe on the level of a child, for the innocentness of a child, a mechanism to help them not worry about something. But isn't there a better person we can lay our worries on? That we can teach our children to lay their worries on? This is a placebo. Who knows what a placebo is? All right, anybody that's a nurse here better raise their hand. Taking any medications. A usually pharmaceutically inert preparation prescribed more for the mental relief of a patient than for its actual effect on a disorder. Did you get that? Prescribed more for the mental relief of the patient than for its actual effect on the disorder. It means it doesn't actually heal or fix any problem. Something tending to soothe is a placebo. This is a placebo. Anything that we place in a position that we think can provide us some sort of comfort, where God should be the one in that position, is a placebo. Does that make sense? That's what this is. Psalm 115, verses 4 through 8. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. They cannot make a sound with their throat. Those who make them will become like them, and everyone who trusts in them. The psalmist is writing, and just before this, the verse said, but it is our God who is alive and living and well. So the question really is, I'm going to say there's one positive about this little tiny doll. It's in the shape of a cross. And if anything else, it should remind me that it's Jesus Christ that I need to have my trust in and not to tell this thing my problems. Now, if you want to go a little crazy and loopy and start talking to dolls and you think that helps you, I guess we can go down that path. But the reality of it is, it's not going to do anything for you. What have we placed in our way that we've built out of silver and gold that doesn't have a mouth, can't speak, doesn't have ears to hear us? Have we confused comfort through God and trusting Him with materialism of this world? Food? Collecting things? Resorting to television or the internet? Anything that we're placing in a way for us as a comfort, as a soothing point, as a distraction, as a placebo, instead of putting God, who rightly deserves to be there. Brings it into perspective, doesn't it? That even in the psalmist wrote about these idols, that we have those same things still today. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 9. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to who? To God, right? And then what will happen? The peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This idea of guarding your hearts and your mind. See, when we worry, we have perhaps not recognized that there's a guard there, or we have removed the guard, or we have tried to find some other thing to provide that guard. But it's through the peace of God, because we've prayed to Him, we let Him know what our requests are. He then guides our hearts and our minds. Goes on to read, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good report, if there is any excellence and anything worth of praise, then dwell on these things. So you can't worry too much if you're thinking about that list of items, are you? Because if it's something good, if it's excellent, if it's worthy of praise, that's going to lift our hearts. It's going to encourage us. It's going to motivate us. Philippians 4, 13 and 19. I can do all things through who? Who strengthens me? Through the doll? Through the television? Through my job? Through Him, capital H, through God, through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. That doesn't mean all things that are absurd and crazy and ridiculous. The things that are in God's will, the things that He wants us to be doing with the right mindset. Because it's my God that will supply all of our needs, right? How will He supply them? According to His riches. Let me ask you this. Would you rather have the world's riches or God's riches? Obviously, you want God's riches, right? The world tries to offer solace, tries to tell us that we're safe or we're going to be peaceful or are all these things that we get concerned about. But yet the reality of it is, it's God's riches that are going to be provided to us. The things that He finds important. Riches not necessarily being in monetarily bank accounts or piles of gold. So why should we tell Jesus or God our cares? Does God really care about me? Does He really care about you? You know, we start telling ourselves, God's too busy to be concerned about me. I've got little problems. He's got much bigger things to worry about. This horrible disaster that happened in Japan, that's where God is focusing His time and energy. He doesn't have time for little old me and my concerns. Matthew 6, what did He say about the birds? He meets their needs. What did He say about the fields? The lilies of the field clothe the earth. And folks, let's think about it for a second. Are we more important than the birds in the fields? Of course. That's what the Scripture says. He cares more about us than these, but yet He cares for them. Is He not going to care more for you? Of course He will. 1 Peter 5, 7. Casting all your anxiety on Him. Why? Because He cares for you. We've got to cast it upon Him. It's not that it's not unimportant enough. It's so important that we have to give it to Him because He does care for us. David wrote in Psalm 34, 4, I sought the Lord and He answered me. And then what did He do? And He delivered me from my fears. You sought the Lord, you looked to Him first, and He delivers us. Psalm 42, why are you in despair, O my soul? Why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in the Lord. Hope in God. You know, other translations, why are you so downcast? Why is our soul so heavy? And God reminds us, look to me. Hope in God. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. When should we trust the Lord? We should trust Him with all of our heart, not leaning on our own understanding, not leaning on the things that we think is right. And then verse 8, I love that. Who needs refreshment? Now, it's not been real hot yet outside, but I'm thinking about when you're out working and it's hot and you just want an icy cold, refreshing cup of water to soothe that temperature, to soothe your body from working so hard. And he says, God will be that healing to our body and that refreshment to our bones, that refreshing sense of peace. Well, so what do we pray? What things are we supposed to say? Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 28. In the same way that the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints, how? According to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good. To those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. You know, Darla and I were talking about this. This has kind of been our life verse for 20 years. Key passage in our wedding ceremony, to know that all things work together for good. You can't just leave it at that, though. Because the non-believer, the person that doesn't have Jesus Christ, can't say that all things work together for good. It may just happen out that way. Those bad situations or those things that come up may just turn out right for them, but it's not because that's really what God had for them. It's because they don't recognize their need on God. They don't recognize that it's God that is working those things out in their life, because He works them out for those that are called according to His purpose. This is for the believer to remember that God causes all things. So when you're laying in bed at night and you can't sleep, because you're worried about whatever is coming at you the next day or whatever happened to you that current day, remind yourself of this passage. Well, God, you're going to cause all things to work together for good. All things. Even the things that seem horrible to you at the time that you're caught in them. But they're going to be working out according to His purpose. And that, it's peace, isn't it? That's where you have trust. Hebrews 13:6, so that we can confidently say that the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Second Thessalonians chapter 2. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strength our hearts in every good work and word. You know, that's the prayer that we should have at the end of the day, to remind us that it is God and Christ Himself, who is our Father, who loved us, that He gives us comfort. He gives us the hope by His grace, by His strength, and then our hearts should be at peace. Should be at peace and rest. I'm not going to be up here and tell you that I never worry. It wouldn't be true. I'm learning not to worry. But you know, the things that I worry about aren't so much because I think I can fix it, but because I have gotten distracted. You know what I mean? So when life is distracting you, like it does to me at times, and is it because of other issues, older age, infirmities of the body, things that you don't know are what are going to happen next? Or is it those of you that are younger than me, it's a worry about the tests and the quizzes, or raising the young family, worrying about the stability of your job, or those in my age group are a bit older, worrying about our children, their safety, as they go to and from school or to and from work? What things are gripping you? It's okay to be thinking of those things, but it's not okay to be worrying about them. Because when we start worrying about them, we've then removed the element of trust. Right? We've then said, I guess I don't trust you enough. And let's be reminded that we need to trust God. That it is His grace that sustains us. And it's His peace that provides us life. And we cannot even add a single hour to our life by worrying. We're going to close the service by singing out of the celebration hymnal, number 636, I Must Tell Jesus. And as Brad comes forward to get us to sing that together, I'm going to read the verses to remind us, as you read and sing them together here, let's think about what they really mean. That I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. 636, your celebration hymnal. Brad, if we can sing all of the verses, that would be great.